The southeastern Massachusetts town that's home to the state's only commercial nuclear reactor has undergone major changes since that reactor arrived 46 years ago. Now, the town of Plymouth is preparing for major changes that will come when the Pilgrim Nuclear Plant shuts down at the end of next month. In part three of our series on the Pilgrim Shutdown, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports on the adjustment ahead for the historic community known as America's hometown.
Beneath the towering granite pavilion, in the smallest state park, in the largest town in Massachusetts, is an unassuming gray boulder with outsized historic and economic importance. Waves from the harbor wash over Plymouth Rock. It's inscribed with the year 1620. Mayflower mythology says this is where pilgrims first set foot and established Plymouth Colony. Today, the landmark is a mecca for a million visitors a year. Tourism is a powerful economic engine for Plymouth. It employs 4,000 workers and generates $30 million a year in local taxes. 6 miles down the coast from Plymouth Rock is Rocky Point, where you'll find the town's other giant economic engine. It employs 600 workers and pays the highest property taxes in town. But here, tourism is definitely discouraged.
This is the protected area we're in. And so you've got double fences with all this razor wire.
Back in 2010, David Tarantino was the spokesman for Entergy. The company that owns Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station was constructing a special concrete slab for storing the plant's highly radioactive waste.
You've got motion detectors in there, and then we have these bullet-resistant enclosures.
Past guards authorized to use deadly force is the nuclear reactor that generates more than $400 million a year in wholesale electricity. Pilgrim is the second largest private employer in Plymouth. The average pay is over $100,000. That's double the typical wage in town. Nuclear power plants, even a relatively small one like Pilgrim, are unusual in terms of their outsized economic impacts.
The generic power plant shutdown is dealing with something very different from what a nuke is.
Jonathan Cooper is research director of the Institute for Nuclear Host Communities. 4 years ago, as a UMass Amherst grad student, Cooper prepared a socioeconomic report anticipating the closing of Pilgrim. Plymouth is one of just 60 places in the U.S. with a nuclear power plant in town. Cooper learned the software used to analyze typical plant closings wasn't useful.
It's assuming far fewer employees. It's assuming a very different model of economic activity. And we found that it was completely insufficient for modeling the impacts for a nuclear power plant shutdown, so we needed to do it ourselves.
So you did it?
So we did our best.
Cooper found the Pilgrim plant generates $250 million in economic output to the Plymouth region. Lee Hartman snaps open a binder filled with Pilgrim memorabilia. Hartman, director of planning and development for Plymouth, pulls out an invitation to the plant's groundbreaking in 1967. Pilgrim opened the day after its nearly identical sister nuclear plant, Vermont Yankee, started up in the small town of Vernon. Yankee shut down 5 years ago. Lee Hartman says Plymouth officials met with their Vernon counterparts to learn from their experience.
The power plant in Vermont has been an excellent example for the town of Plymouth to look at some of the things that have worked well, some of the things we'd like to have work here that they were able to do, and some of the things that haven't worked well.
Entergy, owner of both plants, gave rural Vernon, population 2,200, just 16 months' notice to prepare for shutdown. Plymouth, whose population has grown from 18,000 when the Pilgrim plant started to 62,000 today, got more than 3 years' advance notice. Joe Lynch is Entergy's manager of government affairs.
We've been engaged with the town for quite some time now, understanding what's going to happen when we shut down. I mentioned today that there's going to be kind of a step down of the total number of employees, so the town can start making some plans for it.
Entergy is helping the 600 Pilgrim nuclear workers who want to stay in the industry relocate out of state and provide retraining for others. Many will retire. Research shows for every Pilgrim employee, one job was created in the Plymouth region. Town planner Lee Hartman.
The one quote that was given to me a few years ago from somebody at the plant was that they estimate that they spend $40,000 a year on pizza. to me, that was a great example of the secondary or tertiary impacts of what a plant like that generates in the community, in addition to taxes and good jobs.
There you go.
With a quick flick of the wrist, Boli Matut tosses a pizza dough high overhead. Boli's is the pizza shop closest to the power plant. He says a typical order, as many as 15 pizzas. Pilgrim is a good customer.
The best. They call me, they deliver, they pick up.
So now that they're going to close the plant, what about their all those pizzas?
I don't know. It's going to be hard for everybody, you know. There's no only for us. All the neighborhoods getting hard. So.
Aubuchon Hardware is right down the road leading to Pilgrim.
Tool, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the tool is.
Assistant manager Al Carrero also calls Pilgrim a good customer.
They purchase a lot of ice melt for rock salt, 6 or 7 tons a year. So I'm going to be losing that. And they actually have bought grade 8 nuts and bolts from us and stuff like that, different things.
Fixed the reactor?
I don't know what they're fixing. I don't want to ask.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission had judged Pilgrim to be one of the least safe nuclear plants in the nation. But 2 months ago, federal regulators restored the safety status to normal.
I think it was time for the plant to close.
Melissa Origi is Plymouth town manager.
Certainly there was concern about the loss of revenue.
Back in 1972, when the plant started out, it generated half of Plymouth's property taxes. Today, it's 5%, but that's still 3 times bigger than the town's next largest corporate taxpayer. Plymouth and Entergy recently negotiated a 2-year, $13.5 million deal to ease the transition to the plant's decommissioning. But the company buying the plant to clean it up has not committed to future payments.
Well, in terms of paying taxes on the land, as long as that property is owned by, I don't care what the name of the company is, they will be paying taxes to the town of Plymouth. And if we're not able to secure and negotiate a payment in lieu of tax agreement, and if they want to file for an abatement, that's certainly within their rights. We'll set the money aside and we'll deal with it at the appellate tax court.
The buyer of Pilgrim will get the $1 billion decommissioning trust fund that's accumulated over the years and 1,500 acres surrounding the plant. The hilly scrub pine and oak site with a mile of bay coastline is assessed at more than $500 million.
We are very concerned whose hands it will end up in.
Again, town manager Melissa Origi.
The future of the property is really the elephant in the room at every meeting that we go to. The development of that could widely change the landscape and fabric of this community.
10 miles south of the Pilgrim nuclear plant is Plymouth's Emergency Ops Center.
This is the state radio.
Henry Leip, the director, shows rooms filled with comm gear, computers, maps, and cots.
Well, we've had drills here. We have to have a full functional exercise every 2 years. We just had one in November.
Entergy has been paying the town and state nearly $3 million a year to be on the standby, just in case. That funding for the Ops Center stops soon, and it's not clear who pays afterwards.
That's a great question. We receive a grant from Entergy right now. That contract runs out the end of this year. At some point in time, the town will have to have the debate at town meeting to transition the funding for emergency management into the town's operating budget.
When Pilgrim shuts down, it will still pose a potential danger. 4,000 spent fuel assemblies will be moved into huge storage casks, but they'll remain intensely radioactive for thousands of years. Town manager Melissa Origi.
No matter who the owner is, if there is spent fuel rods sitting here in the town of Plymouth on our land, then whoever that owner is needs to contribute to the town of Plymouth's emergency planning.
Ultimately, we are a de facto nuclear spent fuel repository.
State Senator Vinnie DiMacedo represents Plymouth. He's concerned that the spent fuel casks will remain on the site indefinitely.
I believe that there needs to be compensation to a community that has to address the public safety needs of a community that has a nuclear power plant.
Senator DiMacedo's brother, Ollie, is executive director of America's Hometown Thanksgiving Parade. Entergy has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars annually to Plymouth area nonprofits, including the town's famous parade.
Entergy was always there for us. There's been years that Entergy's given us $30,000. So that's a major part of our funding source. And, you know, we'll miss it, obviously. We're going to miss them because we knew we could start every year because we knew we kind of had that money.
2021 marks the 400th anniversary of the first Thanksgiving. That's when members of the Wampanoag tribe, who lived here for 10,000 years, shared what they had with the starving pilgrims. Now, as the place we call Plymouth celebrates its rich history, it looks to the future without the nuclear plant that powered so much of its economy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellman.